Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third, the right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Turk Lown. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Turk Lown. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Sibby Sisti. Batting second, the left fielder, Bob Addis. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ebba St. Clair. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Luis Marquez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chet Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Chet Nichols. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hartsfield. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramazzotti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from St. Clair and he is out, Sisti applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti takes first base on ball four. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Luis Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez strikes out. Two outs. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marshall moves to third. Hartsfield moves to second. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon juggles the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis hits a line drive towards the mound. Nichols catches it and throws to first to double up Lown. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisti hits a fly ball into right field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 1 in the game. Addis hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gordon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson juggles the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ramazzotti hits a fly ball into center field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0-for-1 in the game. St. Clair hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Marquez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartsfield moves to second. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-1 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun is 0-for-1 in the game. Laun hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Marquez. Laun reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Laun scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Nichols covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0-for-2 in the game. Cisti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors fields the ball and throws to Laun covering. Safe. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-2 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixas fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mixas. Cisti moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Smalley now playing shortstop. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Sauer trying to get to third. Marquez throws the ball into Gordon, who tags Sauer for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Royce Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from St. Clair and he is out, Hartsfield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0-for-2 in the game. St. Clair takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Owen now catching. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes St. Clair. The throw from Owen and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marquez hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. Connors strikes out. Two outs. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols strikes out. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisti hits a line drive into right field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-3 in the game. Addis hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-3 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball towards left. Sauer settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sauer. Gordon moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. St. Clair hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marquez. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 3 in the game. Connors hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes pinch hits for Luis Marquez. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.